is this? Would we turn up the party? All night feels good, we can't decide it. Is this? Would we turn up the party? All night feels good, we can't decide it. Turn up the party, turn up the party. Party, party, turn up the party.
Hey everybody, it is July 25th, 2019. This is the Geeks Next Door, episode 169. What's happening, fellas?
That's a lot of 69s.
Yeah, I know, right? We are two small issues. We're without Ryan tonight because he's at family camp wearing a hat, because you got to wear hats at family camp.
Always with the hats.
Mm-hmm. And I'm on the road. I'm up in Hibbing in the business section. Or business, what do they call it? Business
center.
Lounge, yeah. And their wired speed is 1.3 down, so we're not getting very good quality, so I apologize for that. So,
yikes.
Yeah. Doesn't make any sense. But what are you going to do? So I think we got a lot to talk about tonight, right? Fucking lots of shit dropped, so let's get right into it. And who's got something for me?
I just want to say, I think it's less hats and more hoods that Ryan wears.
Well, I was giving my question would be Ryan wearing is Ryan wearing a full hat or half a hat?
Oh no, he's wearing a hood. They are in Wisconsin.
That's true.
Oh.
That's true.
Adam, when you're like,
that's bad.
Do you think that the fare of the day, since they're probably barbecuing, is actually people? Since Wisconsin loves to eat people.
Yes, absolutely.
Soil guarantee.
All right, Dave, go ahead, man. You probably got a great bunch of stuff.
Oh man, well. So last week was Comic-Con, or that kicked off, and we talked a little bit about some of the stuff that came out on Thursday. But, you know, we were all very, very patiently waiting for what Marvel was going to start talking about in Hall H on Saturday. And they kind of really, to me, stole the show once again with their whole announcement of Phase 4 shows/... future, I guess you could say. They announced, was it 5 Marvel movies, Phase 4, in addition to 5 Marvel shows for the Disney Plus streaming service.
Yes.
Okay. What do you got for me? Start from the beginning, and I want to hear them.
Okay. So this is the order in which they appeared, or how they appeared. We have Black Widow.
Oh, that's a movie. That's a movie.
That'll be a movie.
Is that next year sometime? Or
May 1st, next year.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really? Interesting. Oh, I wonder what they're going to do for that. That'll be interesting. I want to know like right now. Is that?
Budapest.
Don't put it in the past. It won't be as interesting, I'm telling you. Okay.
Then you have The Falcon and The Winter Soldier.
I like half that combo. Okay.
That's a show.
That'll be a TV series.
Right.
You only like The Falcon.
Yeah, I don't love Winter Soldier, but whatever. Maybe he'll get better.
Well, I think what they could do, the cool part is, like, they can do, like, a, hey, we're dealing in the future, or dealing in the present, dealing with stuff. It's all like, and then it's like, oh, cool, The Falcon has, or, I mean, The Winter Soldier has a cool 70-year history of being a fucking, like, assassin for the fucking Soviet Union and shit like that. That's cool. You know, like enemies that he may have made along the 70 years of not knowing what he's been doing.
So and now that he's more in the, and now that he's in, more in the forefront with them kind of taking over the role of Captain America, there's a lot there that they can do.
Wait a minute, he was in Russia?
Yeah.
All I know is the White Wolf has stayed on the sideline for too long.
Get this man an arm. Okay, so next was The Eternals.
All right, so...
I don't know about that.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, it's hard to question Marvel after Guardians of the Galaxy, but Eternals is going to be an interesting one. Like, that's kind of a... That's like their rocket shot or the moonshot, isn't it?
Yeah, so basic concept is that Celestials, which we know, you know, which in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, like... Ego was, and we saw some like controlling the Power Stone in some of the footage. The Eternals are the Celestials are giant cosmic beings of immense crazy powers, and they're kind of space scientists, and they go from planet to planet doing cool experiments and stuff like that. So they come to Earth millions of years ago and experiment on part of the population and create Eternals, which are, you know, kind of angel, not necessarily looking like angels, but are like, give people powers, like flight and invulnerability and all the kinds of stuff. And those are like the Eternals. But then they leave humans to be like the baseline, and then they create deviants, which are kind of like the devils, and they have powers, but they're like mutated and stuff to look different and stuff like that, and they look weird and monstrous and stuff like that, and then kind of leave them to see how they play out. This is, I think, a backdoor way of getting mutants into the, yeah, into the world.
Seems like it, doesn't it?
But so they have a lot of people, like, you know, and it's going to be like one of those things where, since they're eternal, basically they're also immortal. So it's going to be showing what they've been doing since the dawn of time, you know, like living amongst humanity and stuff like that, you know.
Isn't so Coulson's eternal?
No, Coulson's just got Kree blood in him and stuff like that, and Coulson's dead. That's an entirely different thing I can get into. A lot of the Eternals, you know, have posed as the real Egyptian, Greek, Roman, Norse gods, yeah, and stuff like that, you know, like pretended to be them throughout history and stuff like that. So it'd be cool to see them, and like some of them fought in wars and fought and did like things amongst humanity throughout the timeline and stuff like that. So I think it's interesting because it is the most weird thing that they have. And I think it's something people like. There are very few people that are like, oh yeah, man, I know who those guys are, that's cool.
Yeah,
there's no, but they do have
well, yeah, have you looked at the cast list?
Yeah it's like there's a lot of interesting people and stuff like that. Like the big one of all time is Angelina Jolie. Is Circe. You know.
And then there's Salma Hayek.
Yep.
And then Kumail Nanjiani.
Yeah.
I don't know who that is.
Neil Giamani.
It's the guy, like, that's the Stuber guy.
I don't know who that is.
It's not Dave Bautista.
Oh, yeah, okay. He was in Harold and Kumar.
No. Wow, they all look alike to Adam.
Basically.
Adam should be over in Wisconsin with Ryan. But yes, it is a cast of really diverse people because it's just what they are.
So let me get this straight. It's basically going to be a bunch of people who are immortal and what they've done throughout history.
Yes.
Hey, if you want to read a book about that, check out Echoes of Rome. Over, it's the exact same fucking concept, written before the Eternals came out.
Well, the Eternals came out by Jack Kirby a long time ago.
Nope, he stole from me in the future. Backwards future go, man.
That's okay. That's okay.
Whatever. Sure. All right, cool. So what's after that?
Shang-Chi.
Yep, and that is a movie. That is a movie, and that's November 6th.
Doesn't it seem like it would lend itself better to a show?
Quite possibly, but I think it hit because of Angelina. Because it's a movie.
Oh, sure. You can't. Yeah,
you can't really do it.
Yeah, can't lock those people down.
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
Okay, go ahead, Dave.
Yeah. So next is a movie, right? Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings.
Okay.
Which will have the Mandarin and the real Mandarin.
Yep.
Okay.
Is he orange colored?
Yep. And Shang-Chi is going to be the actual badass, as opposed to like how Danny Rand was, like,
whatever,
I'm the greatest martial artist of all time. And then he's like really slow, and you're like,
he's always
come on,
sad.
You're faster than that.
He's always sad, I know, too. Okay. Yeah, all right, whatever. That's a movie, huh?
What? Right. The funny part is, like, the Shang-Chi guy was, like, some guy named, like, Simu Liu. He's, like, some Asian guy. And he's been, like, since, like, 2014, he's been, like, all right, Marvel, good job casting, like, you know, Captain America in this, man. It'd be super cool to have an Asian guy in there. And he kept, like, bugging them. And, like, a lot of times he reposts his old tweets, and then he goes, like, good job, me, for pestering people for years.
For a job.
For a job.
For a job, yeah.
That's funny. Okay, cool. So. I'm not sure to think about that, but whatever. All right, what's next?
Next up is a TV series, WandaVision.
This is the one I'm looking forward to the least. So unless they resurrect Vision, like, it's got to take place before?
No, I think that it's after, because it takes place, basically it will be, I think it's going to be the copy that she was downloading, but it will be an imperfect copy of Vision.
Which basically is kind of like Resurrection, so to speak.
Yeah.
All right. I got you. Yeah, I figured. Maybe in Black Widow, they'll like bring him back. Be like, look, he's back.
I like the fact that they've made amazing movies, and you're just like, nope, can't do it. Lame.
Lame.
He's just speaking of the concept. The concept is lame. Like Guardians of the Galaxy. Fucking a rabbit talking with a raccoon, talking with a tree. Lame. Like, you know what I mean? It's the concept that's lame. Yeah.
Yeah, I just... Adam's just a hater. It's cool.
I agree with Chris.
So that's a show on the Disney Plus, right, or whatever?
Yes.
Correct.
Yes.
Okay. All on Disney Plus, right?
Well, not the movies. The movies aren't.
Yeah. Well, the movies will be.
Well, right, but they come out in the theater.
No, I got you. I was trying to confuse Adam.
Yes, and the next one is the one I'm looking at. And that one just has that blanket spring 2021.
Yep, because following the series will be Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness.
Yes.
And they said Wanda will be in that movie as well.
Okay. Yes. So, Doctor Strange 2. All right, Ryan will like that. It's a wizard doing stuff. Multiverse,
yes,
though.
Yes, the multiverse. Yes, exactly.
Interesting. Another concept stolen from me. No, I'm just playing. Okay, whatever, sure.
Following that will be the Disney Plus show Loki.
Oh.
Who's dead?
That's it. Well, it's following the 2012 version in Endgame that made it out with the Tesseract,
which doesn't make any sense time wise, but it sounds fun.
Time wise, it doesn't make any sense. Multiverse timeline, it's possible sense.
Whatever. All right.
Which, with that coming out after the multiverse movie, it's like, I see what you're doing there, Kevin.
No, I think they got to be careful, man. If they start getting too far away from the Earth we care about, no one's gonna care. Like, if they introduce Marvel zombies, you'd be like, I don't care. This has nothing to do with my reality. You know, they gotta be careful. That's all I'm saying.
Speaking of that,
I'm gonna back Chris up on this one.
The next thing following Loki is Marvel Studios What If.
What if what?
Yeah, that's a TV show. Yep. Well, what if are the concepts of, like, you know, like,
wait, what zombies?
What if instead of Ben Grimm, who piloted the ship that they became the Fantastic Four, Doctor Doom went instead, basically. So Doctor Doom became the thing. So it's basically one shot. Imagine an Outer Limits / Twilight Zone episodic adventures of weird what if things happen in the Marvel universe. So it'd be like,
yeah, that could work pretty well, actually, I think.
That might be the best way to make Fantastic Four not suck.
But it's also,
we'll get to that.
I was just thinking it'd be really, it's a good idea, because you could be like, hey, look at this guy, this is Spider-Man, and then like instead it bites Gwen Stacy or something, or fucking Spider-Gwen or something. You know what I'm saying? So that's a good way of doing that, actually. So
like one of those popular movies of last year, like Into the Spider-Verse, dealt with what if scenarios effectively.
Yeah, I guess. I think that was popular though because it was a cartoon and people love cartoons.
I do like my cartoons.
See, told you.
I'm gonna have to disagree with Adam there.
That I don't like cartoons.
He hates them.
I'm just gonna disagree, since you've been disagreeing a lot lately.
So next would be the TV, the last of the five TV series announced, which was Hawkeye.
Oh, yeah, this is going to be good. This is what we're waiting for, right? Woo! Can't wait for Hawkeye. It's going to be awesome. He's going to go around and do stuff. He's going to shoot bows and arrows. It'll be great.
It actually is going to probably more center on his daughter.
Right.
Yay.
Wait, they're not going to they're not going to call her Kate Bishop. Is that going to be... Because that wasn't her in the comic. They just decided to make her Kate Bishop? Like, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't her daughter, his daughter, that was Kate Bishop in the comic, right? It was just some chick.
Right. So, I mean, but I think we'll be... I'll think they'll figure out a way to make it so he's training, you know, her.
Yeah, I'm sure.
So maybe he, wants to stay with his family, stuff like that, you know, basically as a way out.
Well, Renner's got to finish his contract, so.
Yeah, but yes. I can't imagine that he would train his daughter to take over for him. That'd be weird. That'd be like, I mean, would you put your kid in that, you know, like he doesn't want to do it, let alone put your kid in that type of situation. I don't know.
I'm wondering if he gets into trouble and that's kind of like reverse Taken, and she kind of goes and helps him out or something.
Mm-hmm. We'll see.
We see an Endgame, or not Endgame, but yeah, no, it was Endgame. We see, you know, they're out as a family and they're shooting bows together. So
arrows.
I think in the 5 years since the disappearance and he became Ronin and did stuff, he has had a occasional team up with Kate Bishop and they've gone on adventures and stuff like that, done things. Right, so she's out doing her own thing. He has kind of trained her. She has done her own stuff. Everyone comes back and she's still doing her own stuff and he is tracking her down or something. You know. So she's already been out there for 5 years.
Mm. Yeah, I know. We'll see. Yeah, I know. Because, yeah, you're right. In Endgame, it did indicate... It seemed like they were kind of pointing it that way. He even calls her Hawkeye, right? Like, nice shot, Hawkeye. But right. I still think that'd be weird from a parenting perspective. Like, you go out and do the dangerous stuff. I'm going to chill here.
Wait.
Yeah, I look forward to that, though, because Hawkeye's the best character in the MCU. So what's next?
The next is the fifth movie of Phase 4. Thor, Love and Thunder.
Oh, boy, I'm worried about this one.
It's been all over Reddit.
Yeah, it certainly has.
Yeah, and it's because everyone blew up about it.
Like,
Yeah, because they're doing Mighty Thor or something, right, when she was a chick kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Right, I mean, it takes place, I mean, similar to the comic books, Thor has become king and has moved on and so there needed to be a new Thor and it just happens to be Jane, which is Natalie Portman's character. So right. I mean I'm interested to see it.
Mjolnir's there, fucking Thor's off doing his own shit, and he who is worthy shall have the powers of Thor. Right.
Right.
And so Jane is worthy?
And if she is worthy, she shall have the powers of Thor.
You know, yeah,
she is not Thor, but you know, regardless of what people say, you know, because Thor's a name, it's less of a title and more and just a name. So
yeah, this is actually one of the books I had back in the day, and it was just like 5 years ago or something, I think. But it was weird because she was like dealing with cancer or something. I was like, what the fuck's going on here? So it'd be weird if that's what they do for the movie. Like, she has to fight cancer. What?
What?
Yeah, that'd be weird. Mm-hmm. I don't know. This looks interesting, I guess. I like that they got fucking Amidala back, but we'll see. I thought she didn't like being in the movies, or was that somebody else?
I think she didn't like it because she was relegated to effectively the damsel in distress role.
That kind
of makes sense.
But I mean, in 2, she like becomes the harbinger of whatever or whatever.
Yeah, the ether was in
the ether. Game, yeah, so all
right. Reality stuff.
But she was the damsel in distress. They needed to get it out of her. Yes,
they should have made her like kick ass or something. Take names, like ether attack. Yeah.
I don't know. She's. I'd go see it just to watch her.
Of course you would. Okay, that's cool. I look forward to all these shows.
Well, and then they surprised us.
Oh.
No.
Yep. Now, this movie is not technically going to be in Phase 4, and it is a reboot.
Well,
kind of.
It is the first in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, so.
But we're getting a Blade movie.
Hey,
oh, yeah, I did see that.
Interesting.
Marsha Ali.
Yeah, Marsha Hala.
Who's that? Ali.
Not Wesley Snipes.
He played,
he's already been in the Marvel Universe. He was
Cottonmouth.
In
Luke Cage.
In Luke Cage, yes.
You talk about Marsha Ali.
Yes.
Wait, so how's Cottonmouth going to become Blade? Is he like...
I don't think he's a different character, but it doesn't matter. He's going to look so different, I think.
Mm. Yeah.
So has anybody like taken Wesley Snipes' thoughts about this? Because I know before he was like, I'm the only motherfucker who can play Blade.
He actually posted something and said that he was happy to pass the torch to a deserving black man.
Yeah.
Or something to that effect.
Whatever, Wesley. You pay your taxes recently, man.
Right?
Yeah, that's the whole thing. And basically he said, we didn't even get to Captain Marvel 2, Black Panther 2, Fantastic Four, or Mutants.
Oh,
and
shit.
Those are on the docket. So,
or Guardians of the Galaxy 3.
Or Guardians of the Galaxy 3. Yeah, so these are only effectively for the next 2 years of stuff.
Oh, so that's all 2019, 2020, or 2020, 2021?
Yeah,
20 and 21.
Oh yeah, 19's almost over. Okay, so that's a lot for 2 years. Like that's like what 10, 12 things or something.
Yeah,
it's five movies and five TV shows.
And a lot of the TV shows, there's like a lot of content because that. Okay, yeah. So 24 months. So something coming out about every 3 months. That seems about right, I guess.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, it definitely fits in the Disney Marvel release schedule plans.
Did they say if the Disney Plus app is going to release all the show, like the entire show at once, or be episodic once per week kind of a thing?
You know it's going to be episodic.
I don't know that. Netflix doesn't do that.
Yeah. They're going to want to make it so that you don't only buy it once and then buy it again.
But you can do that.
How they do that? By making five shows in 2 years.
Yeah, right? You could just do that by doing that at the end of the run. Wait to the end of the run, get it for a month, and then, you know what I mean? There's like no way around that unless you really want to watch it right away. I don't know. Okay, whatever. All right, cool. Netflix. I mean, Marvel sounds good. I love Marvel. I want more Marvel. More Marvel, the better. Any more Marvel? Hello. Hello.
He's back.
I'm back.
Is he back?
Yeah. Hello. Yeah, I'm back. Am I back?
Yeah.
You're back.
I'm back.
You're black too.
That was weird. It just like stopped hearing you guys. Yeah. Yay for this stupid fucking place that I'm at. So that's cool. More Marvel. I love Marvel. Any more Marvel?
I don't remember anything else off my list.
Well, yeah, there's a couple. He did. So obviously Feige at the end talked about, oh, we didn't have time to discuss in full, you know, the Black Panther 2, Captain Marvel 2, Guardians 3, that kind of thing. But he did have a couple, like, weird comments, such as, you know, we really just didn't have time to talk about Fantastic Four today, and, you know, we really didn't have time to talk about the mutants at all, but, you know, they're coming.
Right.
Okay. So, you know, we're probably, at this pace, just because of when the movies, when they got control and just what movies they were announced, we're probably looking at least 2022 before we see anything.
We'll see. So. We'll see how 2019 and 20 or 2020 and 2021 go, and if those seem interesting and fun, then we'll have some more. Yay.
Yep,
how did Game of Thrones panel go? I didn't hear anything about it, but I'm curious if they like responded to criticism or anything.
Who's the guy that played Jaime Lannister?
D&D.
Nikolai Walder, whatever.
Yeah. So he tried to defend the writers, you know, and got booed heavily for defending them.
Really? That's fucked up. I should watch that because I'd like to see that. Like, what are you gonna do? How are you gonna defend them? Okay. Weren't the writers and like producers on panel at something or no?
The writers, no, they didn't show up. They canceled.
It's probably a good thing.
Okay, got it.
So, I mean, come on, man. It's just, you need to show up.
Right.
I don't know. If I were them, I probably would.
Really? It's because you're a biatch.
Yeah, Ryan, I wish Ryan was here, because I'd like to, you know, hear his thoughts, but, you know.
He loved that show.
He did love that show. All right. But the there's a couple of big things that Picard.
The Picard trailer was dope.
Picard yes. trailer was super
Dave,
dope.
Dave made me watch that
during the baseball game.
During the baseball great. Game. So I may have been distracted for a little bit during the baseball game.
Yeah, no, that you're not distracted.
That was awesome. It looked like they're bringing back a lot of people. Probably, you know, for a few. What I really liked was I liked that he's getting a crew together. That's kind of cool. And I also like that that they're occasionally going to bring people back and be like, "Hey, remember this guy?"
Right. Yep.
Hmm.
I mean, Adam was a big fan. He was like 7 of 9. He's like, "Yeah, you're back."
They're going to bring back Jerry Ryan. That's pretty good.
Oh, remember, you know what it did remind me of? It kind of reminded me of like an old man Wolverine, you know, because he's the old dude and there's a young chick that he's kind of like looking after. So I was like, oh, they're doing old man Wolverine, but with Picard.
Right. I mean, so once again, Star Trek always stealing from comics.
Yes.
Wait a minute. They don't do that.
Just go with it.
Doing it for a thousand
just
years.
Go with it that way. Ryan, or whoever's name Dave is happy.
Hey, well, because here's what I'm doing. I'm saying Star Trek stole from comics, comics stole from Chris, so by the transitive property, Star Trek stole from Chris.
Fucking A Star Trek, why you gotta be a dick?
Right. Yeah, well, there, what else was there? Oh shit.
I don't know what that means.
Sorry.
I can't tell you. Let's talk more about Picard. I'll give that while you guys look around for shit. His dog is called Number One. That's amazing. Makes me so happy. And what else? That's about it.
They're making a sequel to Zombieland. Zombieland 2 Double Tap.
Oh,
and
cool.
It looks super funny because it's all like Academy Award winner, like, and they're all because all four characters have now either won or been nominated for Academy Awards.
Really?
So yeah, because it's like, you know, whatever, Abigail Breslin, Academy Award nominee, Academy Award winner, you know, Emma Stone, you know, and it's really funny, and yeah, it looks funny, and it's like they got the whole crew together. They got the original director. They got all that. So, there's also a show on Amazon, and it's coming out like on the 30th, actually. So August 30th, it's called Carnival Row. I guess it's based on based on a book series or something like that. Basically, it's Victorian. Huh. It's in Victorian world, fantasy world, but then there's a there's also mythological immigrant creatures. So it's like immigrants are like going into like London proper and stuff like that, and humans are like, whoa, get these fantasy creatures out of here, you know. Hmm. And it has like a Orlando Bloom as like an inspector and stuff.
He's
like that.
He's supposed to be an elf.
No, he gets to play a human this time.
He's an elf inspector. Leave him alone.
And the boys come out tomorrow, right?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I can't wait because I get to watch it at my own pace.
Yeah, that's a Dave show. That's not a Hannah show.
It was funny. Like,
yeah, that is a. If Hannah were to watch it, she would say, you can't watch this.
Pretty much.
It was funny. I showed it to Amy. I was like, I'm going to watch this by myself, okay? And she's like, I've never heard of it. And I was like, oh, here's the trailer. And she's like, I want to watch that. I'm like, well, you watch it on your own, damn it.
Right. Remember the Golden Compass that came out probably like 10 years ago now?
Yep.
Nope. Yes. Never saw it.
So,
okay. One of the bears.
So the bear that's armored and stuff like that, the polar bear and stuff like that.
Maybe I saw the first one.
There was only one.
Yeah, there's only one. It takes place in a fantasy world that also that like where everyone's soul is basically on the outside of their body, and it's in the form of a little animal companion, like a familiar effectively. It's like, so it knows your feelings. It can act like in your best interest, stuff like that. You can set it off to do things. Yeah, so it's called His Dark Materials is the original book series. And basically HBO is releasing that, and it looks really good. You know, alternate universe, witches, warrior polar bears, you know, clever young heroine and stuff like
that.
They
have heroine?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It's delicious.
So, okay. That looks interesting.
I don't remember the polar bear movie enough to...
Right.
Had Nicole Kidman.
Kidman in it, and
she was a witch.
Daniel Craig.
Doesn't know.
No, she wasn't a witch. She was a.
She was her wife.
She worked for the Imaginarian, which is like basically the church.
She was a good witch.
No, she was bad.
She's not your witch. She's your wife. Leave her alone.
Yeah, she was bad. So that looks interesting. The Witcher, as I said before, looks fun. And they're like, just wanted to make people sure, like, we're following the books. We're not doing the video games. We're doing the books, which are just different enough. People are like, hey, how's that look this way? And I was like, in the video games.
Yeah, I never played those games. I mean, they were pretty popular, I think, but I didn't play them.
Right, because they were, like, heavily lore. It was a lot of good. It's like you were, you know, a monster hunter doing good versus evil and stuff like that, just... You don't get paid to kill monsters. Monsters kill towns, stuff like that.
I've never heard of it.
That's a surprise.
Snowpiercer, remember that one with the train that went around there?
Yeah,
that's a TV show. Now
what?
Yeah,
they're making a TV show on it.
About what? Snowpiercer?
Snowpiercer was like, it's like basically there. It was based on a French comic book.
It's basically, I thought it was Swedish.
Well. I think it's French, but that's okay. Oh. Regardless, it's basically some global catastrophe has happened, but instead of like overheating the world, it is basically frozen the world, and basically humanity is on a train that is constantly moving around the Earth to try and stay ahead of the weather and stuff like that.
Was this a movie that I didn't see?
It was a movie, yes.
It's on Netflix. And, it's
really Chris Evans.
Chris Evans, basically...
Sounds familiar, but I never saw it.
So. Like, it's interesting and stuff like that, but basically the humanity that's left on there is like 3,000 people. It's all broken down into super class society, basically. The further back on the train you are, the worse you are. And it's the closer to the front, and then it's a revolt where all the people at the very end and the rise up and try and make their way through the train to the front. But it's all like... is your desire to be better in life worth killing all of humanity and stuff like that? The delicate balance and stuff?
No, it's not.
But to you at the point in time, it might be.
Nope, I just answered the question for you. I don't need to watch the show.
It's like you're living a shitty life.
Yeah, but that's just me.
Yeah, but...
Okay.
Huh. So,
all right. So this is a movie or a show or what?
A television show.
Okay.
That is on TBS, I think.
So. Really?
Yeah. Hey, man. The other stations have to try and figure out how to stay relevant with, like, the new model of shows and stuff. People putting a lot more money into television and stuff like that. And like, how do you get people to keep continuing watching your show?
Can't just like be celebrity. Big Brother 7 or something like that. That'll do it. People love that shit.
They do love that shit.
The new Watchmen trailer dropped. That was pretty good. Yep, Dr. Manhattan is back.
So that takes place 30 years after the events of Watchmen, which would basically put it in our present day, but their world's present day, so like, you know, like 2020.
Okay, yeah, because that takes place in like the 80s or something, right?
Yes, yep.
Okay.
In the 2525?
Yes, so like, the events of all that shit happened and stuff like that, the guy tried to like bring us to the brink of nuclear war, a bunch of people died, like a million people instantly died because of an event and stuff like that. How do cops and humanity and criminals deal with a world where there are superheroes... But they're not necessarily good or evil. They're
so,
somewhere.
Hang on, this is based a sequel based on the movie.
Well, no, it's
comic book.
It's the comic book lore itself is canon.
Okay, so
yes. Not the changes that they made for the movie.
So he summoned an intellectual beast at the end or whatever.
Yeah.
That's what I mean.
I don't know yeah. exactly the. I know, you know, you can kind of go like, because the movie and this comic, the main beats up until the very end were pretty yes. consistent.
Yeah, that's why I'm asking. I'm like, okay, so because there's quite a big difference, right? There's like,
yes, I don't know. That's well, the whole thing.
He teleported in a giant kraken from the ocean to pretend that it was a.
Basically, the whole thing is the reason the comedian was going crazy is he basically saw that Adrian, Ozymandias, had a whole island of people creating all this stuff in order to do something terrible to humanity. And that's why, like, you know, he was killed at the very beginning by Ozymandias, you know, beat up, thrown out the window and stuff like that. Because he figured out his plan by... you know, seeing all this stuff. Yes, big giant monster teleports into New York, explodes, and releases a huge psychic backlash that murder, you know, that kills a million people instantaneously.
Right. So that is completely different than
right.
the nuclear scare, basically, right?
Right. Basically, it's saying, like, oh, shit, there's a monster, there's an alien species out there somewhere. It tried to invade. It failed. Let's you know, bring humanity together against this instead of being Dr. Manhattan the villain.
Okay,
right,
that'd be interesting. So I look forward to it. Is a movie or TV show?
Television.
HBO.
Yeah, good. Put some money into
October.
It too.
October. Yep.
Good deal. October. It's coming up here.
Yep. Yep. And then the
go ahead.
What's that? And then a lot of classic like. Re-releasing Star Wars games and stuff like that, like Shadows of the Empire and stuff like that.
What?
Shadows of the Empire was like the 1997 Nintendo 64 game that took place in between Empire and Jedi that had Dash Rendar.
Yeah, I never had a 64 and Star Wars. I didn't either. I never played it.
Okay.
It wasn't like the pod racing game or anything.
Right, that game was amazing.
No.
Wait, I mean sucked, right, Adam?
Yes.
Yes, so, I mean, and then, you know, classic amounts of toys and shit like that are released, but... So, overall, I mean, it was cool, because there's a lot of things we know, but there's a lot of things we don't know. Like, the Marvel panel was like, here's a bunch of stuff. Do you know anything about it? And you're like, eh, not everyone does, or not a lot of people know, so it's pretty... I'm excited for it. It is a territory we have not been.
Yeah. It is a direction we have... No, I don't know. I was trying to make something cool, but I lost it.
How'd that work out for you?
It worked awesome.
All right. So now, because it has been weeks, it has actually been 3 whole weeks... Has everyone watched Stranger Things?
Yes, but Ryan's not here.
Yep.
We can still talk about it. Because by the time Ryan is back, it will be Stranger Things Season 4.
That's true.
And then we'll have to start again. Ryan, did you watch his... Blah, blah, blah.
Sure, we can talk about it. Okay, go. Initial thoughts and feelings.
Dave is the one who finished it the least.
That doesn't make sense.
Well, maybe Adam was.
No, I beat Adam.
Okay, so Adam... You start first. What did you think? Tell me, because you have it freshest in your mind.
I really liked this season versus the second season. I thought it was probably better.
Here we go.
Put it.
I mean, I thought it was better than Star Trek.
Why would it be better than Star Trek? No, I thought it was better than season 2, but, you know, season 1's pretty good, but, I don't know. You're putting me on the spot, buddy. I don't work good on the spot.
You know this. You come in, then. You come in and finish us strong. Finish me strong with your,
right?
With your hand or your mouth. Either one all works right. Fine.
Like every Tuesday.
Yeah, D2. Hit us.
So, like Adam, I did like this season better than season 2, although I thought season 3 here got off to a little bit of a slow start. I mean, I get it, they're teenagers coming into their own, and but man, that Mike, he's possessive as hell. Holy shit. let a woman have her time.
Are you talking about her period?
Totally.
It's a weird thing to say, man. Okay.
I did like some of the dynamics going on. I liked the bro relationship between Dustin and Steve. That was kind of fun to see when he gets back, when Dustin gets back into town.
How many kids do you hang out with?
That was pretty funny.
That was such a good line. You know, but once it got rolling, once the Mind Flayer really started taking charge and moving the story, that's when it really grabbed my attention. It was kind of fun to see L not necessarily dominate. I mean, she was throwing everything she had at him, and he still would end up on top, you know, still needing everybody else to defeat him. So yeah, the last episode was probably my favorite. It was really good. I liked it. I'm interested to see where they come out with season 4, especially with the little post credit scene that they had.
Sure. I might be more of a contrarian. I thought the season was fine, but they did what I hate that they always do, is the first rule of D&D, and they did it the entire fucking season.
Split up the party.
I hate it. You don't get any interactions through most of the entire group, because through all but 2 episodes, their group is completely split up. And I think you lose out on a lot of cool interactions, and it's not the entire group anymore. You know, it feels weird and off, and I didn't love that. You know? It was fine. I just didn't love that part, you know? I thought the best character was the new character. I thought Robin was the best character, honestly.
Yeah.
That's her name?
Yeah, that's Baskin Robbins.
Yeah, come on, Adam. Gee.
I thought the worst character was the dude's sister, that little girl. I hated her. I didn't need her at all.
And she was a plot device.
I know, but you don't need that. You don't need that. You know, there was plenty going on. They could have done it better. But the sequels always do this, where they're like, let's split them up and have them do their own thing. I don't think it's as fun. Well, I just don't think it's as fun.
One could argue that they did that both in season 1 and season 2 as well.
No, they didn't. You could argue that, but you'd be dumb.
I'm going to have to agree with Chris.
Thank you.
No, like they literally, the first episode, they split the party up.
Of what?
In season 2? Or
season 1.
Yeah.
Oh, they had to, though.
They didn't have to.
No, they didn't. They basically, they took away
their cleric.
No, they didn't. What they did was they made it so that you didn't know if you were watching Hangover. That's what they did in Hangover. But that guy wasn't really part of the group. He was, when you watch a show and one guy's not part of the group from the very beginning, that's not the group. That the group is what you're left with, because you don't know anything any better, right? I mean, Will was not part of that group. And it's just like the dude was not part of the group in Hangover 1. I don't remember that guy's name, but he was not part of the group. He spent the entire time on the fucking roof. He's not part of the group.
But you could say Nancy, Will's brother.
What? Nancy wasn't part of the group. What are you talking about?
Well, they had their whole individual first story.
Of course they did.
And
yeah.
The second season, they split. That, you could say they split into 3 teams.
The second season was trash. I'm sorry, it's trash. That's where they went. They're like, nobody needs to be together in this one. But the first season, the group is 3 dudes, 4 dudes. I don't remember, but that's their group, right? That's the group, and then they completely just spin off. It did not feel cohesive at all. This season didn't feel cohesive at all either. It felt like I was watching 2 different shows, and hey, guess what? We'll bring them together at the end, which is a writing ploy, but I didn't like it as part of the show. I mean, it was fine. It was a fine season. I just was not like, oh my god, Stranger Things season 3 is amazing. Ah, I need ice cream.
All right,
that makes sense. Your argument makes sense.
It was fine. It was fine.
I think what's great? The Avengers is fucking great, right? but I need some time. I need individual time with individual characters to make me desire and want the Avengers back. Then, I don't need all Avengers movies all the time.
Right. This, but like you. But we don't get a separate show of Seven, or we don't get a or 11. We don't get a separate show of Will. We don't get a separate show of Mike. All we get is Avengers Go. You know?
No, we got everyone said they even talk about it throughout the things. It's like, did you think we were going to be together forever? And Will is like, yeah.
Yes. And so, he is the voice of reason for the audience.
No,
yes.
Fuck Will.
No. Will is the voice of reason. Anybody who watches that episode, that's right there and says, oh, yeah, no, we're not supposed to be together forever. We're supposed to grow apart and not and have normal lives and not like each other anymore, not hang out with each other. That is giving up. That is having a non-Tuesday life. Nobody wants to have a non-Tuesday life.
Some people give up. I'm never going to give up.
Never going to give you.
You're basically saying, I don't want to be with my group anymore. How dare you?
But I'm saying, like, so that's the point. It's like each individual character, like,
never gonna give like you up.
Dustin comes back saying, like, I hope nothing has changed. And of course they changed. It's like, that's a, you know, like, Mike is all, like, all about trying to get that, the vajay. He's all like, I got to get up in there. I
understand why they're doing it. I just didn't like it as a viewer. And I didn't say it didn't make sense. What I said was it's not as interesting. It's not as you don't get to see the interactions. You don't get to see them do stuff until why was the last two episodes good? Because they're all together during those two episodes. It had nothing to do with the plot. It was they all got to do stuff and be cool and be great. But anyways, go ahead. What do you got? I didn't say it was bad. I said it was fine. I did, remember? Yay, I give it a B+.
I love it that they kept on referencing, hey, I want to go play D&D.
Yeah, that's the one voice of reason that wants his group together.
Yeah, and that's what I fucking say all the time, and you guys all talk shit. Especially Ryan, and he's not here. Mm-hmm. Fucking Ryan.
See? He's the reason. Again, I thought it was a fine season. I'm not shitting on it. I'm just saying it's like, you know when you read a book and like there's a bunch of different characters and they're all doing their own different thing and at the very end they all come together. That's what this felt like, except for you knew that they were all together at one time as to begin with. So it was a bit
right. Odd. But I thought it gave us a huge thing of like we're all individuals but we're stronger together, because if they leave them all together all the time, I'm like, you don't have you don't get the cool individual growth, all this stuff, you know. Steve the Hare Harrington doesn't become who he needs to be. Mike doesn't learn about the valuable lessons about Lee, like letting Eleven have her space and stuff like that. That makes them better together by separating them and her going off and hanging out, you know.
Going shopping in the mall.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That was super fun.
I understand, but you don't need to make it 90% of the season. You know what I mean? Make it 50% of the season. If you wait too long to bring your heroes together, you want to see more of your heroes, and then the show's over, and you're like, well, guess maybe next season they'll be together. It felt like if I watched Star Wars and the entire time until the very last, like until they attacked the Death Star, Luke never meets up with Han and Chewie. Like that's what I was watching. I was like, oh.
Like Empire, the greatest one? They separated the whole party.
Yeah, again, this is the second one we're talking about, right? You can argue all you want. I'm giving you my opinion, man.
I know, that's what I'm saying. I think they all, like, as a season, I think it was, you know, the first one was the most cohesive because, I mean, you come up with a really good idea, everything works out and stuff like that. The second one, they were trying to find their footing. The third one, I thought they came up, it was like, I thought the ideas were all super cohesive, and I thought it felt like they're one they felt the most comfortable with in their shoes. You know, sure, no one was together a lot of the time, but when they came together, I thought the reason they came together was great, and like they all brought something cool to the situation of being.
Ooh, they brought it.
Yes, they brought New Coke.
Yeah, they really overdid New Coke.
How can you drink that?
Right. I thought fireworks were great. I thought I thought sub boss Billy was a good sub boss, you know.
I also one of the things that I don't love is the most interesting thing about a character is when they're developing and figuring out their powers. And so once you have somebody who's developed to figure out their powers, you can either take those powers away, or you can, so they got to try to rediscover them, or you can make them grow and they're still discovering them. So I wish that they would have had a way that she was still either gaining powers or figuring things out more, because that's the interesting stuff, is when she's figuring out her powers or trying to add on to them in some way or figuring out what she can do. And this whole thing, we knew what she could do, basically. And that's not to say that's just the show. That's always, right? You know, until Jedi are the best type. When they're learning to be Jedi and you're watching them be Jedi, they're learning cool things and you get to learn with them as they go. That's what season one was. You got to learn what she did as they go, which I thought was pretty cool. But this one, we already have it established and we don't need to grow with it anymore. And I wish they would have found a way to grow with her power so we could also grow with them and do cool growing stuff.
But you like taking powers away, don't you?
No, I don't. I think that's the easier way. I think it's easy to say, oh, she can't access her powers anymore. I wonder why. I wonder if she's having a bad spot. I think it's more cool to say, oh, I can do that too. Let me figure out what the fuck that does. You know what I mean? That'd be cool. And like she did it once in this season. She said, I've only done this once before. I'll do it again. Where she was trying to find somebody maybe or communicate with somebody. Oh, she was going into Billy's mind, right? Or whatever.
Right.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and she did that with her mom in season one to try to find out some information. So that was kind of a little bit of it, but she had already done it. And she even said that I've only done this once, but it'd be kind of neat if there was something she was growing into even more, kind of a thing.
She did. She did. What am I trying to say?
No.
She did show like that using the powers is kind of a negative, though.
How so?
Like it hurt her. Like she was, like she'd get nosebleeds or whatever.
Yeah, but that's always been the case, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ever since the first time she tried it, like that, the image is her with a nosebleed because every time she does it, she has a fucking nosebleed. I know what you're saying, though. But no, it's cool when things, you would get to grow with them. You get to experience new stuff with them. Otherwise, you're just trying to figure out the plot. And I don't know if it's just me or other D&D players, but the plot was pretty obvious, right? We knew what was happening. We knew pretty early on that they're basically making. The only thing I wasn't sure of is, will Billy die with all the rest, right? Because, like,
when he started absorbing them?
Yeah, exactly. Because you knew that was happening, but Billy didn't go until later, which is actually, you know, that's the sad thing about the season is you forget about all those people that just basically got absorbed and blew up like rats.
They are fucking, what's her name? Beth? Not Beth.
Oh.
who's the patch?
Barb. Because do you remember at the end it said, like, somebody die or something? 37 or I don't remember what it was.
Yeah.
It was like that.
So that all those people had to die, which is kind of sad, but you know, it's a horror movie kind of show.
But the biggest villain of the whole thing is Susie.
I love Susie. She's my favorite.
Think about this. Okay, he's like, hey, I just need this number from you. Can you give me this number? And she's like, nah, do all this other stuff. And let's see, all the people would have survived because they would have gotten 3 minutes of singing. You know, everything would have went faster, they would have been able to take care of the problem, they would have blown up the portal, everything would have worked out better.
I don't blame her. She didn't know.
I do.
She did. Thanos did nothing wrong.
She was missing her Dustin bun. He hadn't talked to her in like 3 days.
No, fuck that shit, man. The dude got back from camp, went up, got everyone,
hauled everybody up to the mountain,
hauled that shit up to the fucking top of things, brought Cerebro with him, tried to contact her, and she ghosted him for like a whole week.
She was amazing. She was cool. She sang good songs. That's what necessary.
So
yeah, it was fun, though. It was a fun season. We went through it really quick, so.
Right, and the Russian guy looked like Terminator, which was pretty great.
I know, that was so, like Terminator. Yeah, that was so, like, cliche done that it was fun.
It was perfect, yeah, it was awesome.
He ran like him and everything.
Right. Evil Mayor? Come on, everyone loves Evil Mayor, because Mayors are always evil in this show. How could we possibly build a giant underground fucking giant military base under there without anyone noticing?
That was awesome. Cool. I'm losing connection really bad.
Yeah, you're sorry. So if we have to cut it, we can always cut it.
Oh, hang on, let me try something here. Let's try this. All right, there we go. That seems a little better.
I still have
Nope, still getting fucked up.
I was gonna say somebody's getting auto-tuned.
Right.
Yeah, this is ridiculous, man. I don't know how. I mean, it's better now, but I don't know how these people can justify having 1 meg. It's funny.
It's fucking hibbing, that's why.
Yeah, I guess.
It's so, like when we talked about Adam's speed, and we're like, Adam, your speed is so slow. And he's like, it's good.
There's squirrels everywhere here. So, yeah.
Squirrel eat it.
It was cool. I mean, it was a fun season. I do look forward to another one, but yeah, it was a good time.
Yes.
Nothing's perfect.
It's too bad it takes them forever to make it.
Like a year.
Yeah.
I know.
This one came out earlier, too, didn't it? Oh, no, it was the Aljo.
This one came out later. It was in October, followed by a second October, followed by a July.
Oh, we missed the October by about 8 months or so. Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, they took longer time because they were like, they just wanted to feel more comfortable and get it better.
All right.
Which is fine.
I agree. That's fine.
So,
All right, cool. Adam,
can you tell me Planck's constant?
What?
Starts with a 6.
6.626070004.
But how sad were you when the Russian dude died? I you know what I thought as soon as he got stabbed? I was like, oh no, he would have liked to have seen Montana. I was like, oh, he was so close to living the dream.
Someone get that man a Slurpee.
Yeah, get that man a Slurpee.
Okay, anything else happening? There's a lot happening. But...
And then the big thing, Avengers finally beat Avatar.
Oh, yeah, congratulations! Especially to Amy's friend Ben, who loves that Avengers will always be the number one grossing movie of all time.
I don't... think I mean, so.
Fucking just going off of inflation is fucking a terrible.
I don't think so, Ben.
Just he don't listen, so don't worry about it. He's
yeah, of course he doesn't. He is just like, we don't care about fucking Tetris.
He hasn't figured out that life finds a way.
Right.
So is sexy Jurassic Park man gonna be in any of these movies?
Goldblum?
Yeah, he was the fucking guy. He was like a guy that loved stuff.
Yes, he wants to be in the second. He wants to be in the Thor movie again.
Okay,
he wants to show up again because he's like, he had so much fun. He just wants to just keep playing the same character. Who's all it's my birthday. It's my birthday.
Why wouldn't he?
Does anybody remember? Did the collector die, or was he in a? I don't remember if the collector died in Endgame.
Only saw a fake version of the collector. Where
right, and then he waves. He like waves as the reality shifts, but we never see him again. We don't see his body, do we?
Right, we do not see
him. Yeah, I don't think so.
So he could still be alive. Okay.
Yes.
Oh, no, he is.
All right,
cool. He's totally alive.
Cool.
It's my birthday.
Speaking of birthdays, happy birthday to loyal friend and amazing guy out there, Mr. Aaron Husk. Happy birthday, man.
Oh, I forgot it's Aaron Husk's birthday.
I mean, it's a few days ago, but we're getting around to it. This is the first Thursday next to it. So.
Wonder how that guy's doing.
I don't know. Something about he's traveling.
He's doing good.
He's traveling.
Does he have any more kids?
Yes, he had 3 more since his last birthday. It's very weird.
That was pretty funny.
Okay, well, I'm losing connection, so let's call this a night. I know we could probably get into a lot of things, and like we haven't talked about Spider-Man yet, and there's a few other things we could talk about, but I have to wait till I'm no longer in no man's land. So.
Right. Someday, you'll be back.
Cool. Adam, where can people get in touch with us?
Check us out on Facebook, Chris, at The Geeks Next Door. If you're so inclined, drop us an email at www.geeksnextdoor.ftw, that's for the win, Chris, at gmail.com. And also, check out our Facebook or our website at www.geeksnextdoor.xyz.
Seamless as always. All right.
Working on it.
Yeah, I know. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Sorry about my shitty connection tonight, but I'll try to do better next time. So.
Yeah, one does not simply walk into Hibbing and expect to get the internet connection.
Exactly.
And even if you are at the Hilton.
Hilton? Yes, there's two hotels in Hibbing. One is the Hilton.
And they have that shitty connection.
It's not a very... It's a Hilton Hampton or something or whatever. I gotta go. You guys have a good night. Say good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone.
Later.
Nice.
Bye.